It's the Shooting USA podcast from the NRA's annual meetings 2015 in Nashville. We're at home.
We are.
This time, my guest is none other than adaptive athlete and Smith & Wesson pro shooter, Trevor Baucom. Trevor, welcome.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
Well, we got a bunch of fun stuff to talk about, not the least of which is your efforts in the shooting sports this year. We were up at Springfield for the IDPA Indoor Nationals.
Absolutely. It was a good time up there. A little bit of snow, but...
Well, I mean, that's to be expected this time of year up there, and it's a good time of year to shoot indoors.
Absolutely, and it's a good wheelchair match.
It is, because everything's on concrete.
Absolutely, and they make sure everything's nice and easy to access for me.
So for you, you had the distinct honor of designing a couple of stages there, isn't that right?
I did. I enjoyed doing the stage design bit.
It was actually a pretty cool stage because one of them required shooting a target around a non-threat on the move. And when folks get to tune in to the episode of the show, you'll get to see Trevor kind of hit a nice little coast with a little bit of a right angle as he addresses this particular target, making his way to the final position in this particular stage. But it's always amazing for me to watch you do what you do. It's just something special. And talk about figuring it out. Talk about breaking stages down and making it happen.
It's breaking down the stage is just a simple matter of watching how the wheelchair is going to do it. I mean, with that one, you see me take my practice roll, see how the slope of the floor is going to make me turn and whatnot, and then I just hope for the best and go.
Right.
Got to be a little bit more careful of my trigger because I'm rolling and going and trying to stop with the hot weapons a little bit tough sometimes, but plan it out beforehand so you don't have any problems at the end.
It's neat stuff. You ran, if I'm not mistaken, the M&P in 9, regular M&P this time,
not the shield.
Yeah, good choice. How did that affect your game?
I did a little bit better. I ended up down, I think, 85 points, which, I mean, if you look at my classifier and you look at 85 points down, I was a lot better than most. So I'm not going to win time-wise, but I was trying to go more accurate.
You're improving every year. I think it helped the game this time to shoot a full-size pistol as opposed to shooting one of the smaller pistols, which you've been known to do in the past.
Yeah, the shield's a good little gun, though, and I love shooting it.
Oh,
shoot what you carry.
Shield's fantastic. Yeah, the more you run what you carry, the better you'll be with it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Another interesting aspect from this year's match was that you took your oldest daughter.
Oh, my only daughter, yeah.
The oldest and only daughter.
Yep. She had a good time. I knew she would enjoy it. Initially, she didn't want to go, and I think she told you guys that as much on the on the interview.
Yeah.
But I knew the people up there, you know, between Kitty and Debbie and all the ladies up there.
They'd make her feel good about doing it.
It's such a welcoming environment that she could not have a good time, and now she's stoked to go back for the bug match.
Well, that's great.
Yep, so we got to get her a little small gun now.
Well, I'm sure you've got some connections or strings you might be able to pull.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, in addition to carrying on and shooting and planning and getting ready for Bianchi Cup, you're continuing to be active in coordinating one of the Hava family range days.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The last one was at Rock Castle Shooting Center. And I spent a day with you, following you around, watching you do what needed to be done to make it happen, to do a quick story for Shooting USA. And it's remarkable how not only smooth it went, but how much went into it.
There's a lot into the event, but there's a lot of people that want to help, and so that kind of makes it smooth out. I mean, Nick and Nate Noble up there at Rock Castle, they moved a lot of obstacles for us and made that possible.
Yeah.
And we made it work. You know, it's not the best place necessarily for wheelchairs, but
right.
we were able logistically to make that happen, and it worked out well.
Yeah.
And when you've got people that want to host an event like that, it's easy to make happen.
Well, it's a fun thing to see, having sort of followed you getting involved in it, being first somebody who attended a family range day with Hava, and saying, all right, I'm going to take a role here. I'm going to get a little more involved. I'm going to put one of these together, which is, that's a pretty big step. But then to meet other guys who had come out as people participating, who have also decided that they want to volunteer, they want to help out, and so on. It's neat.
It's neat, and it works out, and it's neat to see how it works out. We get guys like Ryan Froge and guys like that, and they come out, and they say, you know what, I shoot all the time anyway, you know, or they come out, and they do the habit, and then they go, I want to shoot three-gun.
Right.
That was fun. And
right,
then
right.
They get in a three-gun, and now they want to come out, and they want to help run stages instead of participate.
Right.
And it's, I think it's a good time to be had by all.
Yes, and again, it's wildly beneficial for everybody who's involved, and the industry is taking a big role in supporting it, you know, led up by some of the bigger companies.
Oh, absolutely.
But more and more are they getting involved in it, and it's fantastic.
They are. HAVA wouldn't exist without the tremendous support we get from the industry, and it's everybody from Smith & Wesson and Mossberg. I mean, you name the company, there's so many of them involved.
Yeah.
And they're all kicking in to help. They're kicking in money. They're kicking in equipment, shooters, whatever they can do
ammunition,
to pull this off. Yeah.
Targets, guns.
I mean, Atlanta Arms came off huge with ammo for us last year, and I won't go off on what they donated, but it didn't happen without them.
Right. Well, and then guys, companies come out and do things like you wouldn't expect, like sponsor lunch.
Yeah,
so everybody
absolutely.
Gets to eat catered lunch and so
on. Yeah. Everybody's eating catered food. Everybody's coming out for a day with the family. The kids in the airsoft guns.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen without XSI systems getting out there, and they run it.
Yeah.
And the kids have a blast.
It's really cool.
You know, we get all the companies kicking in lady shooters, and we run the little babes with bullets ladies area out at the HAVA, and you get some of the wives that have never shot before, and they get out there, and they learn, and they have fun.
Yep.
It makes a good day for them.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
Well, more to see and more to do at the NRA's annual meetings this year in Nashville 2015, and more Shooting USA podcasts to come.